This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. The FBI's former deputy director says 2 years ago, top U.S. law enforcement officials considered invoking a constitutional amendment to remove President Donald Trump from office after he fired then-FBI Director James Comey. AP's Sagar Magani explains there's a reason he wanted to document the investigations into President Trump's ties to Russia.
Andrew McCabe says he worried the probes could vanish in the night without a trace. He tells CBS's 60 Minutes he wanted to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion to make sure it could not be closed without any record if he was fired like his former boss, Jim Comey. The interview with McCabe will air Sunday before the release of his book about his FBI tenure. President Trump this morning says McCabe pretends to be a poor little angel when in fact he was a big part of the crooked Hillary scandal and the Russia hoax. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Congress is set to move on avoiding another government shutdown this weekend by voting on a border security compromise. With President Trump's half-hearted signature expected but hardly guaranteed, congressional leaders planned votes on Thursday. Passage first by the Republican-led Senate, then the Democratic-controlled House was virtually certain, with sizable numbers of both parties' members set to vote in favor. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he hopes colleagues join him in approving the deal.
We'll be voting to avoid a second partial shutdown and provide the certainty of a fully functioning federal government.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Congress should approve it and President Trump should sign it.
Everyone, I believe including the president, wants to avoid a repeat of what happened before Christmas. Everyone wants to avoid another senseless government shutdown.
The Democrat-controlled U.S. House voted to cut off military assistance to the Saudi coalition fighting in Yemen. The measure must now be voted on by the Senate. This is VOA News.